Nam Vande Sri Radhika Charanatraya Govijana Samayuta Vrindavana Manoharam Sri Gauranga Nityananda Sri Advaita Chanda Dadara Sri Sri Gaurabhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Karthi class 2023 and this final class for this final class for Karti 2023, verse 145, Rara Sudanidhi. Read that verse. Mito Bangi Koti Pravahad Anugamrita Rasot Taranga Ubanga Shubita Vyahir Abhyantaram Aho Madagurnan Natram Rachyati Vichitram Pratikala Vilasam Tatkunje Jayati Navakishwara Mitunam. Translation. All glories to the playful adolescent couple Radhakshyam, who are agitated both internally and externally by millions of movements of each other's eyebrows. They're like flowing waves of nectar, passionate ras, whose eyes are rolling with intoxication and who play so many different artistic, erotic pastimes within the kunja. So this is obviously a very intimate verse, but this is what's going on in the spiritual world in Madhurati, in the amorous love of Krishna gopis. So word for word, mita bangi koti millions. Bangi means bent eyebrows. Mita means two, like mitun, twins. Koti millions, pravahat streaming, anurag, constant passion. Doesn't mean material passion, means transcendental, continuous soul, loving attachment for a lover and beloved. So it's called anurag. Rag means ardent loving attachment. But rag also means passion. So the easiest way to translate rag in English is a passionate devotion, following the passionate persons of the spiritual world, ragamikas and raganugas. So anurag is a level of love at the level of after prema. Prema, sneha, man, pranaya, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav. So amritaras means nectar, love, nectar, love, uttaranga. We have in Madhurya Kadamani, bhakti taranga, riding the waves of bhakti. What are the ways of bhakti? When you're a bhakti, you become nicely situated. Anishita bhakti, you get low pratishtam puja, you get money, you get recognition, fame, name, fame. Go low. Low means gain. Puja, you get worship, pratishtam. So that's it's an artha. That's actually before nishta. But it comes at the level, high level of narsinivrity where these things will manifest. Called bhakti taranga, riding the waves of enjoyment, enjoying materially as a fruit of bhakti. You can enjoy materially as a fruit of bhakti, or be detached from it, and not be attached to it, or not seek it, or not enjoy it. Take everything, accept everything with equal poise, mind, as service to Guru and Krishna. Shubhita, agitating body outside. Abhyantara, inside. Mada, agurnam, rolling wildly. Natram, eyes. Rachyati, doing. Vichitram, wonderful. Ratikala, the arts of love. Vilas, pastime. Ratikala, vilas, pastimes of artistic amorous love. And Tat Kunja means Radharani's Kunja, Jayati, all glories, Nava Kishora Mituna. Nava Kishora, Nitya Kishori, Prita Majori. So Nava Kishori, Dwandra Mituna means couple. So this is a verse glorifying the intimate loving pastimes, intimate loving exchanges of Radha and Krishna. And how their eyebrows are speaking so many emotions, and their eyebrows are conveying so many different emotions and feelings of love which are moving within the heart of the lover beloved, the Nayak and Nayaka, Priya Priyatam, Shama Sham. So now there's not any particular Leela, well, there's some little Leela here in this verse. Sri Anantas Prabhuji describes a pastime which is related to this verse. I'll read it. The waves of Radha Krishna's nectarine Anurag Ras swell means become higher, rise. It's seen, we can understand this is happening, that the Anurag Ras within our heart is expanding, increasing. We can see in the way they move their eyebrows with each other. Eyebrows are a very dangerous part of the human body. They said the eyebrows are compared to a bow. Whose bow? Bow, Donner.
Cupid's bow.
Cupid's bow. Who's Cupid?
The god of love.
Hopefully. good wishful thinking. Generally we say Kamadeva is the god of lust. But you say love, that's material love. You say prem, Hindi also prem means love, but we're talking about a lokic prem, spiritual love. So in both fields of love, eyebrows play a significant role to disturb the minds and hearts of people, lovers and beloveds. Disturb, okay. Agitate, okay. Let's say move. Move the hearts, maybe favorably or maybe unfavorably. That's unfavorable if you're a brahmachari, it's favorable if you're married. You're a brahmachari, it's dangerous. Unfavorability is pretty cool for bhakti. So Radha and Krishna aren't following any of those kind of rules, regulations. They're divine lover and beloved. Shakti, Shakti Man. Sroop Shakti of Krishna and Sroop Shakti of Radharani combined together in loving embrace. So he describes. Their eyebrows are dancing, their feet are dancing, their hearts are dancing, their eyebrows are dancing. The whole world is dancing. The whole world is dancing to the tune of Krishna's Rasa dance. Word Anurag Amrita. Amrita, of course, means nectar. Nectar is something which gives life, gives energy, revives dead people to life, etc. In any case, an increase of desire. Jiva Goswami describes that this feeling of Anurag is a feeling of never becoming satisfied. Not because the present time is boring, so you're not satisfied with the present time. The present time, the present exchanges are quite enjoyable and pleasurable. But when you try to enjoy them, they expand into new dimensions of pleasure and enjoyment every minute. So Anurag is continually exciting pleasure that expands and increases in newer and different ways at every moment. Radharani is in a cave with Krishna and Govardhana in the afternoon lila, Madhyan lila, for 5 hours, all the time in the cave. No holy, no Jav Kali, no Bambiar, nothing. Only Kunja, Kandara, 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 Krita, Lila, pastimes, intimacy in the cave. Kandara means cave. Dhiri Kandara, caves of Gorda. So after that time, Ravani comes out of Sakis and walks towards Barasana, and she sees some cows going back to Nandagram, and she sees a young boy walking behind the cows. She said, "What is that beautiful boy? He's so handsome, beautiful. He's dark like a rain cloud, and has black hair and lotus eyes and peacock feathers and hair, and he's playing flute. Who is that? I've never seen him before." Lady said, "What are you talking about? You spent 5 hours lying in the kunj, embracing and kissing that boy." "Really? Not that one, some other one. Look like him. Look a lot like him. But it's not him. I'm really feeling very special with this boy. Much different than Krishna." She said, "Listen, sister. You're suffering from Anurag. This Anurag makes the old, same old Krishna look fresh and new. And you see her wife wearing old crummy clothes every day. Then one day she dresses up and your eyes fall out. You say, 'Wow, what happened to you?'" "Where did you go?" "She went to got her hair done, face back, this, that. And you know, it's like a Cinderella became a queen, you know." So that's what happened to Sudama Brahman. Sudama was wearing rags. He was beggar, he was skinny bones. His wife was all dull and lackluster and weak and kumjor. And she induced Krishna to go to Dwarka and beg some money from Big Daddy, from Krishna, Dwarkadish. He was reluctant to go, he took some chidwa, flat rice with him, which he begged from the neighbor next door. He didn't have any flat rice. He was such a poor guy, even poorer than Bengali. That's really poor. You gotta be really poor to be poorer than Bengali. So he went all the way to Dwarka, and Krishna snatched the rice and took one bite and two bites. Rubini grabbed his hand and said, "Stop, leave some for us. As thousands of queens, you're going to eat all that great rice, all that fantastic pushpana flat rice." It was just flat rice and water. Really ecstatic. Actually, Rukmini wanted to prevent her husband from getting indigestion, because if a Christian eats anything but food, get cooked and ghee, get sick. He eats steamed vegetables and all that kind of weird things devotees eat. They got sick, chia seeds and banana shakes and all this jazz, protein shakes. They got sick because it's not deep fried pakoras and puris and samosas and rasgullas and kachoris. He doesn't understand that kind of health food. He's chucka chuck bow, Brijvasi bow. What Brijvasis are eating today, that's what Krishna ate then. Then is now, now is then. So he went there and Krishna, he forgot to ask Krishna for any money. He was so satisfied by darshan and memories of the old times together in Gurukul, Sunday Pani Muni's Gurukul. So he came home, but while he was gone, Krishna's Lila Shakti, Lakshmi Devi and Yogamaya, they transformed his grass shack into a gold palace and transformed his wife into Parvati. She became more beautiful than Parvati. She had a facial done, went to the parlor, had a hairdo, and ate a bunch of ghee for 10 days. Two weeks it took Sudama to get back, but she gained 10 kilos. Gained 10 kilos in the right places. You can figure that out. She's like, "What was that?" Drama always like that. Anyway. So when he got back, He's like, what is this 105? What? I had a grass shack and I had a gold palace. There was somebody standing at the door with a big flower mall in her hand and a kumkum on top of her breast and red cheeks and looking, big smile, real movie star, white teeth. That was pay painting with spray paint or something, I don't know what it is. These white teeth look like moon white, I don't know what something was, white eyes fall out looking at them. He said, who is this? It's some Devi, Parvati, Sashi, Arundhati. I recognize. And she called out, Prabhu, Prabhu. He said, oh, it's my wife. My wife. And he walked, started walking towards me, looked, and he had like silk clothes on, and fancy belt, and rings, and everything. He was all young and handsome. Wow, that's a touch of Krishna bhakti. Touch the mercy of Krishna. Bhukam kroti vatsalam pangam langa tigram ekribhata mande paramananda mava. Mahavishi Krishna can make a blind man see the stars, make a lame man cross over the ocean, make a dumb man intelligent, make an ugly man beautiful. Like that, so he transformed his devotee with his mercy. So Radharani saw Krishna as her being with him, an influence of Anurag. She didn't recognize, that's not the Krishna I know. That Krishna cave for 5 hours as Kandara Kanu. This is some other guy, I don't know. Go find out his name. So Rupa Manji went over and said, excuse me, what's your name? I said, what are you talking about, you jerk? I'm Shyam, go in there. I know, I just want to confirm. One person has some doubts, you know. What? Doesn't know who you are. Who is that roaring? What? She just, you know, ask me, go ask what your name is. What your name is. So this is Anurag Amrita, this is Nectar Ras. Okay, pundits, Brahmins are entering. Swagatam Krishna, Swagatam Krishna. Where's the mala, where's the trumpets, where's the bugles? Where are the flower bells, where's the argya? Shashi escort from Punjab. She had a turban on her head. She had a knife in her turban. She had a Sikh Shashi.
Jhansi Rani.
Huh?
Jhansi Rani.
No, Jhansi Rani. Not Jhansi Rani. Amritsar Rani. The wrong city. Now this is describing this idea. The pinnacle of thirst, I use an analogy to describe Anurag. Anurag is continually fresh experience in love. So if someone can never be, not someone who's thirsty can never be satisfied or quench their thirst simply by drinking water in a dream. There's some shloka for that. The Sanskrit is amazing. These are some kind of analogies or metaphors from Sanskrit, kavya, or sahitya, literature. Svabnika pane yata pipasunam. Pipasunam. Pani, drinking water in a dream will not satisfy you. But the pinnacle of that type of thirst is found in Radharani. Sri Radhyam Tu Sutram Anirvachaniyam Etatsava, Mr. Gopalachandra. Or Vilas in the verse, Anuradhamrita Vilas, means special gestures of the Gobi Radharani with her eyes her movement, her sitting posture, and her way of walking. It's called Vilas. It's described usually in the money in great detail. And her face also. Oh, Rupa Goswami gives example, he quotes the example. Who's the verse and translation? That's the end of Lila. Oh, no, Lila is gone. Brindadevi said, upon seeing the movements of Radharani's eyes when she sees Krishna, Brindadevi said, "O slender beauty," this is Brindadevi speaking to Radharani, "O slender beauty, Tanvangi." Tanvangi is described, Angi means body, and Tanva means beautiful, slender, thin. Tanvangi. Man Tan Dan Guru Samarpan. What does Da Tan mean?
Body.
What does Man mean?
Man.
What does Dan mean?
Money.
Something you don't have. You have a heart though, that's a good thing. That's more valuable. They have both of you. That's you. Have a heart of paisa, rubies, lira, marks, pounds, euros, rubles like rubies. So what does Brindadevi say? When Rai sees you sitting before you in an arbor close to a kadamba tree, waves of your glances from her body of natural beauty, waves of flow from the ocean of natural beauty, and you turn the Yamuna into Ganga. He compares the waves of beauty coming from Radharani's body like the whitest color of the Ganga. So Radharani emits white waves because he's gory. Gory means fair. He's fair, white. It doesn't really mean white. He's light gold. Light golden color. So Ganga is kind of a light golden color and the moon is dark blue. So much waves of this beautiful Lavanya. Lavanya Taranga, waves of Lavanya are emanating from Tanvangi Radharani's beautiful slender body. They're turning the Yamuna into Ganga. The blue Yamuna becomes fair, light gold color, like Ganga. That's Rupa Goswami's sloka. So, that's the end of Leela. So he describes what the Manjris experience when they observe, because the Manjris are always watching and looking at Radharani, seeing Radharani and feeling Radharani. It's more important to develop the sensitivity of feeling. It's called Bhavatarabhika. One was Radharani's feelings, Bhavi's feelings. What is her feelings? What is her emotional? What are the needs of her heart right now? Because the heart needs different things at different times. Physical things, verbal things, words, songs, food, water, massage, shave, all different things. The Manjris have to be sensitive to the movements of Radharani's heart when there's some need. They have to see that it's called indica. Indica means indication, similar word in Sanskrit. So Radha and Krishna faced so many difficulties in meeting. Remember, we described three special factors that are only found in Parakeet-bhava and not in Swakeet-bhava. Swakeet-bhava means married men and women, like Rupi and Krishna. That's called Swakeet. So these three factors aren't there. And these three factors make Parakeet-bhava especially exciting. Exciting, adventuresome, and enjoyable. Supreme pleasure. What are those three factors?
Obstacles.
Obstacles. What's the Sanskrit?
Bahuvaryaman.
Bahuvaryaman means obstacles. And second thing?
Secret.
Prachana. Shanavatar. Shanavatar. Who is the Shanavatar?
Gauranga
Mahaprabhu. Hidden, secret, not revealed directly, clearly in the Vedas. And Sri Yuga, Krishna appears in Sri Yuga in three different colors. And Kali Yuga appears in golden color in a hidden way. Shanavatar. So prachana means it has to be, it's very secret. Everybody knows they get busted. They get arrested. Krishna goes to jail and Mathura Radharani gets grounded. She can't leave her house. She gets locked in the Barsana Palace looking out the lattice windows, crying. But that's not a good idea to get caught. So they're very careful, they're very secret, very hidden. Prachana. What's the third factor of Parakeet? Far more love.
Very rarely.
Sudurlabhata. What does dura mean? D-U-R.
Difficult.
Right. D for difficult, D for dur. It also means far. D for distance, D for far, D for durlabha. What does lobha mean? Calm, crow, low.
Greed.
Right? Greed. So use your brain, put two and two together, you go five or four. Low, calm, crow, low. Lust, anger, greed. So lobi means who? If you call a lobi, what does it mean? You're greedy. So low means greed, it means gain, it means acquisition, it means many things. So what are the three things? Durlabhata, difficult to attain, difficult to get. Hard to get Radharani and Krishna together alone. And prachana has to be a secret place, hidden in a cave, in a forest, somewhere away from the eyes of suspecting seniors and relatives and in-laws, etc. And it's obstacles. Weather is too cold, too rainy, too windy. Cobras, tigers, Chandravali. Like same. Cobra, tiger, Chandravali. They're all dangerous. Any one of them bites you, you're dead. Chandravali bites you, you're dead. If you're not at her party, if you're a little munchy or Rarani, Chandravali bites you, die. So they're all dangerous. So that's good. You remember that. That's good. Good. The Sakya Mantras are very happy. So one way the Sakya Mantras become happy is seeing Radha and Krishna enjoying together after so much obstacles. And the Mantras and Sakyas are happy because they, by their seva, by arranging for the meeting, for the Yuga Milan, the meeting of Radha and Krishna, they were separated and burning in a Vira Agni, fire separation. They got the reward of happiness. This happiness comes by seeing your dear one happy. So the dearest one, the Priya Takarani, the Manjari is Radharani Takarani. Radharani Takarani. Manjari's become drunk. You guys never give up getting drunk. Born in Russia, stay in Russia, always getting drunk. Teenage drunk, 20 drunk. Now there's only 40, 38, 5 getting drunk. Getting intoxicated. Manjari's getting intoxicated. Nandas is getting intoxicated. With joy, Ulas, Ladni, Anand, by seeing, bringing Radha Krishna together. What is the main service of Manjari? What is the Mukhya Seva?
Bring Radha Krishna together.
Right. So now the last point he makes in this verse, whatever, 145 or whatever. What is the verse? 145. Last point Nataswaraji makes about the Manjari Seva. Manjari Seva during the intimate leelas of Radha and Krishna. When Radha and Krishna become stirred and excited by the movements of each other's playful eyebrows, the Manjaris see that they're not only outside, their eyebrows are excited, but their hearts are also excited. That's what's making the eyebrows move. It's called Udipan. Seeing a beloved, seeing his heart, in the Anubhav, that Udipan, Udipan, Vibhav, Anubhav, the Bhav, emotional expression, voluntary, which follows that excitement of the heart, the eyebrows move. First you see, beloved, darshan of the vibhav prema, vishai, object of your love, that excites your sairati, which is your heart, permanent loving heart, your amorous love, and that excited heart has shows another following bhav. So vibhav, sthaibhav, vibhav, together, combined, make an anubhav, and possibly subject bhavs, which are involuntary, hair standing in, first rage, crying. And then different sensory bhavs, anxiety, fear, so many other things. That is what makes all these put together. Five different bhavas together make ras, madhura ras, vatsalya ras, akira. This is science of ras described in Bhagavad Gita, Sindhu, later chapters. An elaborated madhura ras, the elaborated Urza Nilamani. And other books also. So, many servants see that Radha and Krishna are getting overheated. Their thermostat is getting hot. They need their radiators are blowing. Radiators. They're getting excited that they want to combine together in loving union. So, many servant goes out of the Kunj. Get the point finally, as every verse says the same thing. Goes out of the Kunj and lovingly gazes in through the holes of the vine. Peekaboo, I see you. Peekaboo, I see you. But you don't see me. Good thing. That goes on. In the vines to observe and relish the wonderful loving pastime of Sri Radha Krishna. And when they see this, they say, Kunje Jayati, Jayati, Jayati. All glories, all victory, all glories to Navakishori, Nitikishori, Pritamajori, Navakishora Mitanam. All glories to the adolescent couple in the Kunja of Vrindavan. Happy ending. Happy beginning, happy middle, happy ending. Not like material relationships. Start with a bang and end with a funeral dirge. D-I-R-G-E, dirge. Goes to a funeral. It's a very somber, negative, depressing type of music. So that's that. Let's read another translation, 145. move on to 146. Nitya Kishori Pritamajara Jairadi Jairadi Govinda Jairadi Jairadi. Translation. 145 Rarasuni Shikharini. This same meter is called Shikharini, Shikharini Chandas, which is the same Chanda meter, poetic meter as Jagannathastakam. You know Jagannathastakam? Kadachit Kalindi Tatavikina Tangi Chakaravo. Jagannath Swami Nayana. Everyone knows that line. What are you saying? Oh, what are you talking about? Oh, yeah. Jagannath. One line. There's 50 lines. There's Ashtakam, four lines, five lines, four, 32 lines. I know one out of 32. Good percentage. Great percentage. You won't pass your exams with one out of 32 questions right. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, watch out, we're going to catch you at a Sunday GSS. We set a bear trap. A special traps for bears. Russian bears. They have bigger feet, you know. Bigger trap. Now you're shaved. You shaved before you would have got caught. Rise, shower, agitated both externally and internally. Sound familiar? By mutual eyebrow gyrations. This guy's a master of English. Use words you English speak if you don't know what it means. Define gyration. Spell it. Can't do either one. G-Y. Gyration. You're right. Cool guy. Face in English like kids play rubber balls, you know. By mutual eyebrow gyrations, of a million different expressions, like upsurging waves in a luscious liquid flow of immaculate, elevated love nectar. That's why Vedanta said, there's Prabhupada and other Saraswati from 500 years ago. And he reappeared in America 50 years ago as Dasarath Sutadas. Oh, the reincarnation, not reincarnation, reappearance of English language. That's pretty significant coming from a Vedanta. Tell me personally. And who could argue with that? Here's one example from one of his translations. The Sanskrit, what is the Sanskrit? Sanskrit is Amrita Ras Dranga. Amrita means nectar, Ras means Ras, bliss, divine rapture, and Amrita and Taranga means ways. So what is this? Upsurging waves. Because generally people are going to translate Taranga as waves. Upsurging waves, why not downsurging? Upsurging waves in the luscious, because ras means taste. Rasa Sakantaya Pravasi Shasur Versangita. I am the taste of water, Krishna. Apsu means water. Rasa ham apsu. Ham apsu rasa, I am the taste of water. So, okay, taste, but luscious? What is lusciousness? That's pretty dangerous water. was a slang word in hippie days. Some girl that was rather attractive, she was called a lush. That was funny. All USA, they see her a lush. It's very, it's not an insult, it's a praise. Like, who wouldn't want to be with her, kind of thing, you know? She was lush. Language is so crazy. Rasa Amrita Taranga means upsurging waves in a luscious liquid flow of immaculate elevated love nectar. Oh, madly rolling eyes, manufacturing amazingly variegated pastime creations, divine erotomania within the bowers. I've never seen this word in my life in English writing. Arrow means eros, means erotic. Erotic comes from the Greek word eros, E-R-O-S. It's probably same in Latin or Italian. Amorous, eros. Yeah, because that's a basic. And it comes from Sanskrit to some extent. Also, mania means a madness. Erotomania. What kind of dictionary has that? It's bigger than unabridged dictionary. It's Dasras, unabridged dictionary. Erotomania. I gotta look that up as a class, the first thing I do. It's a new word I've never read in my 50, 80, whatever, 70 years. Never heard it spoken, never read it. Erotomania. Wow. He really knows how to knock people out with his language. Rato me, within the bowers, all glories to that fresh youthful pair, reveling in the topmost realm of super excellence. Reveling in the topmost realm of super excellence. All glories to Dasra Sutta. May you live long. Great scenery person. Rather eccentric, but pretty unusual. He's actually a genius also. Musician, artist, painter, poet, flute maker. He's quite well blessed by Venus or Mercury. Must have an extraordinary chart. Looks very young, he's 75, doesn't have gray hair. Has long, brown, natural hair. Coke bottle glasses. In America we say Coke bottle eyeglasses. The lenses are 2 inches thick, you know. The eyeglasses. When you see his eyes, look real funny. Look like a bad sight. These eyes look really thick. They're totally blind. He's got a perfect ear for music and for poetic creativity. I met a person I know. He's light years ahead of most human beings. He's like Einstein type of guy. Really incredible IQ must be. Honestly speaking. What time is it?
I think it's 5 to 4.
Then we'll start 1:46 for 5 minutes. Yeah, why not? 1:46, Rara Srinidhi. Kachit Vrindavana Navalata Mandire Nanda Sunor. Dripyad Joshkandala Drita Pairamba Nishpanda Gatri. Divyananta Bhuta Rasakala Kalpa Yanti. Yaviraste, Chandrananda Amrita, Rasa Gam, Prema Murti Kishori. Nice. Prema Murti Kishori. Add that to your Radha Radha Vajan. Raja Devi, he died. So you got a new one, Prema Murti Kishori, he died. Singers are like poets, so improvisation. The song in Bengal, when they sing now, Narottam Das Bhajan, they always add a line or two of their own creation. Or when they sing Vidyavati or Chandas poems and sing them with music accompaniment, when they do performances, they sing the basic bhajan and they add two or three lines. It's called improvisation. Like you hear Prabhupada, there's a visit to say for Prabhupada, he's saying, Jai Radha Mala Kunja Vihari, Brajajana. Brajajana, right? That's the song. There's a visit to say you get from BBC audio, or whatever they call it, whatever it's called, audio of Prabhupada, vintage, this hand recording, not in the studio, where he's Prabhupada singing a song in ecstasy. He's crying when he's singing a song. He's listening to this all the time. He says, Raja Jana, he says, Gopi Jana, most people don't catch it. They have, cow dung in their ears, Ears are full of cow dung, so you can't hear too good. You gotta go to the ear doctor and take out the cow dung. So he's saying, Gopi Jana, Valava. He says, Raja Jana. Raja Jana means everyone brushes, but Gopi Jana makes more sense. Because he's Gopi Bala, so he's Gopi Jana. He's here the Gopis. So Prabhupada's connection. I was listening to him play back really slow, so sweet. It's Gopi Jana. Wow, that's Bengali kirtan improvisation. Spur of the moment, they say, spur of the moment. So I think we'll stop there. Rarasuni Kartik Samap Ki Jai.
Jai Jai Shri Rani.